Blog Talk Radio.
Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness. We got heroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. They're bringing truth to the light. Your attention, please. Pay attention, please.
I could write a legend to the ledger, and y'all would understand the rules.
All right, peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavism tonight on Flavor News Radio. Tonight I want to open up the phone lines and let you ask me any questions in regards to the changes to Flavor News Radio and Flavor News Radio becoming a members-only radio station. So please feel free to give me a call at 347-857-1189. I am trying to make a decision. What tracks am I going to play tonight? Am I going to play artists that have not come my direction and join the movement yet, or strictly play the artists that have come my direction and are going to be a part of the movement? I'm kind of giving it one day. Originally, I wanted to, you know, do this show last night, but some obstacles came about because, you know, I do my shows sometimes on the weekends from work, and so I rescheduled for today. So with that said, you know what? I'm going to play some music from some of the artists that I have not heard from. This is one of my favorite local artists, and have much, much love and respect for him. He's doing some great, great things. This is Swift Tongue, and I'm going to play his piece. You know what? Oh, let me scroll up. I want to play a piece. This is one of my favorite, favorite pieces by him. So let me scroll up my list here. Again, if you've got questions about the changes that are coming to Flavor News Radio, please feel free to call in. This is the time that you can ask me why I've made this decision, what does it take to become a part of the movement, whatever it is that you know want to know. I'm here to answer your questions. So let me see. I believe that I scrolled up to the piece that I want to play. And the piece that I want to play by Swift Tongues is called In Due Time.
As we know, folded and we faded away. I could say I have loved one in many ways. I could tell you the time, second of every day. I received my blessing, no questions, I'm in it all the way. Felt like a leprechaun, God will never send me wrong. She my pot of gold, and if we go, our soul will carry on. Knighted in bliss, remembering our first kiss. It was symbolic, I did it with my heart, it wasn't my lips. From there, go where we here, the journey is over. So sincere, no tears, so real, what I showed you. Special place guarded by heaven's gate, where my heart is. Only you and the Lord dwell forever with promise. Armed with Cupid's arrows, got my eye on the sparrow. Love so pure that I'm sure that was sterile. No I and we, I speak sincerely when I say us. No me, no you, no two, we're one. To live as the gospel says, how can he destroy he if she is the rib? My movements is always precise, never abusing. See my heart spark through my eyes. Our relationship is Vinci, perfect, plain and simply. Doubt you in love till you're a mess, wet and drenching. My deepest secrets and feelings are revealed, and the process of healing begins, Lord willing. speak of the past and laugh, we in a brighter day. Stay stuck in traffic, we travel in the highway. I can see it, I mean it, I even dream it. As sure as I'm breathing, I'll show you the meaning. All I need is one chance, one try, love, romance. Hold hands, look to the sky, let's fly. Take off, stay gone, never look back. In due time, sunshine, lights all past.
In due time, you'll be mine. I never age like fine wine.
Savior. Join the spirit, so sincere when I tell him thank you. Life was just a memory, but when remembering, if I could, I never would change a thing. This would heaven bring. Lord says that the portrait perfect is his design. Well defined, due time has arrived. All placed beyond heaven's gate, spin infinity. Angels clap now that we're entering. Love birds chirp, rose petals fall. Doves circle in support of all calls. When I told you 50 years ago, that we would be celebrated, that when we stood before God and we told him we'd spend our life together, we'd be celebrated. You believe me then? This is confirmation.
All right, that was Swift Tongues with his piece In Due Time. Now I want to take you out to South Carolina and play another artist that I have much love and respect for. She goes by the name of Lyric Disciple, and I'm going to play her piece called Love's Simplicity.
I got a I gave my heart, my soul to you, but I refuse to be your fool. So go, go on and leave. You're free, but one day you're gonna realize with whom you really want to be. But by that time, there will not be any vacancy. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Remember that.
That was Miss Lyric out of South Carolina with her piece, Love Simplicity. Now I'm going to take you out to Washington, D.C. and play a piece by an amazing talent. He's got a lot of things, great things going on for him out there on the East Coast. He is also a host of his own radio show, Christopher, Brian Christopher. And so let me play a piece by this amazing talent. And I'm going to play... Let's see, I'm going to play No More Games, again by Brian Christopher.
You can have
That was Brian Christopher with his piece called No More Games. And you can find out more about Brian Christopher by Googling him, by going to briancristopher.com. He is also one of the main part of the board for the All Media Artists. He has his own show on Blog Talk Radio through All Media Artists, which is called The Brian Christopher Show. He's doing some absolutely amazing showcases out there in the Washington, D.C. area. So he's definitely somebody to pay attention to and doing some great things. I wanted to play tracks tonight of some of the artists that I have not heard back from. And there could be many, many reasons why I have not heard back from them, even in just written response from them in regards to the changes that I'm making here at Flavor News Radio. For those of you that know, or for those of you that don't know, Flavor News Radio, as of now, is a members-only radio station. So tonight, actually, I'm going to take the time and start deleting tracks of the artists that I have not heard back from. Does not mean that they cannot join. Does not mean that new people cannot join. It just means that at this point, the people that will get the support of Flavor News Radio will be the ones that have responded and those that have paid their membership fee. The membership fee is just $1, $1 per month, $12 per year. You know, some have paid the $1, some have paid the $12. I've got a hip-hop artist that's committed to giving $20 per month. We've got lump sums that have been given. So whatever it is that you want to give, you know, we are open to that. But this is about building win-wins between Flavor News Radio and the artists, between artists supporting artists, because you believe in this venue of supporting the underground independent artists. The thing is that you not only have the opportunity to be heard here on Flavor News Radio, but because of the popularity, I believe that it's because of the consistency and the dedication that I've shown, and because of the quality of the artists that I play on my show, other stations have reached out to me and asked me to join their team in hosting shows on their stations. Blog Talk Radio is where you can host one show per day here. But the other radio stations are 24-hour. Yes, they are online radio stations, but they are 24-hour radio stations, and they have different listenerships than what I have. All the stations are global. I have listenership from all around the world just here on Flavor News Radio through Blog Talk Radio. These other stations also have that capability, a totally different listenership than myself. So if you become a member and you are a member who is quality, that has a quality sound, that has a quality produced track, you then will have the opportunity to be heard on not only Flavor News Radio, but Soul City Radio out of Baltimore, Maryland, and Reddings Radio out of London, UK. I am also signed on board with a station called KLSL, Liquid Soul. And over at that particular station, it is only going to be the well-produced tracks going over there. There's much more capabilities over there. They have the capabilities of paying out royalties if you're registered with BMI and ASCAP. They, you know, have the capability of dropping, you know, your music to be in regular rotation on top of the shows. I will be working with a known radio personality who has been established working with mainstream artists for 20 years in the FM radio station capacity, and he is interested and willing to take a listen to some of the artists that I support as independent artists to blend in with the mainstream artists that he supports. So the opportunities are much more than just this right here at Flavor News Radio. Now, you know, if you have questions, what is Lady Flavor going to be doing, you know, with the money? If you have questions as to what the quality needs to be or why you should sign on, the bottom line is my belief and understanding when it comes to the artists, you want exposure, right? You want somebody to be a part of your team. You want help in getting out there and having somebody to recognize and put you in front of people who have never heard you before. That's the thing. I'm interested in, as I watch people maneuver over at Facebook. You know, we'll just say Facebook because that's where I pay all my attention to, right? And how they continuously over and over and over post to the same people. Now, how effective is that? In some ways, maybe it is. But the reality is you as an artist should want to be heard by fans, first of all, people who are not other artists or people who are going to have an appreciation for what it is that you're creating. And you want to get in front of people who don't know you, who are not your homies and will have an appreciation and then potentially may turn into consumers of your product. So that's the whole idea of Flavor News Radio and then joining hands with the other radio stations. I have been approached by two other stations that I may consider once I get everything else, you know, off the ground and running smoothly with what I'm committed to right now. I may take on other radio stations. But this gives you the opportunity, again, to be heard by people that may not know you. So I am asking for $1 per month. Or $12 a year, or whatever amount that you're wanting to put forth. This is not about making an investment, because honestly, I don't see a dollar as an investment. I don't see $12 as an investment. What I look at the dollar as a commitment, and joining hands with Flavor News Radio. Of course, the more artists that join, the more that pay that dollar. Of course, it covers the expense of Flavor News Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. It also will help provide and cover the expenses of the equipment needed to help give you a crisp sound. KLSL will allow you to be heard in stereo. And the quality of the production is much higher. And the equipment that's needed to create that is very different than what's used for Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, again, if there's anybody who has any questions, please feel free to call me at 347-857-1189. And I am open, you know, to a dialogue and, you know, finding out what your thoughts are and what this is going to look like in the near future. There are going to be other perks definitely in coming on board with Flavor News and Flavor News Radio as far as getting the support. This will narrow down the number of artists that are on here initially. There's a very good chance that it will grow, but it will give more attention to the artists that really are interested in building win-wins. I have great respect for all the artists that have come my way, and it has been an honor and a pleasure to be able to play their sounds, your sounds, here on my radio station over the past 2 years. But I am into building a win-win relationship. Many of the artists that have sent their tracks this direction have never acknowledged that I'm playing their sound and have never shown an interest in me playing their sound. And so now it's time to weed that out. You know, I realize that, you know, my ways may not be something that works for everybody, and that's okay because there's so many other different ways and other people out there doing great things too that can help give you the exposure if you do your research to find out who those people are. There are all kinds of talents and all kinds of people waving pom-poms, you know, wanting to support underground independent artists. Through KLSL, their hip-hop sister station is called Fat Jams 9311, and they will play uncensored tracks over there. And so the doors can open when it comes to hip-hop artists being heard over there. There are other stations that I'm connected to that are looking for conscious hip-hop. I'm connected to some of the hip-hop Congress radio stations that are looking for conscious hip-hop. And so the connections that I have, a lot of times they don't talk about it, but with permissions of artists, I can send their tracks over to other stations for consideration, even if I am not a host on them. There is a station, MBK Radio, out of Atlanta that regularly pays attention to the show and will reach out when he hears tracks that I play and request that I send him, you know, the tracks. So there's so much more that I can offer to you. So again, if you are an artist that has already been accepted by Flava News Radio as far as tracks being heard, that's easy for you. All you need to do is go over to paypal.com, use radio@flavanews.com as the send to email address and get your membership in. If you're not comfortable or do not have the capability of playing online, you can definitely contact me privately at the same email address, and I will forward you a mailing address. And you know what? I told somebody the other day, and I will mention this again. Do you know how excited I would be to go to the mailbox and find 10 envelopes with each having 4 quarters? That would just tickle me big time, you know, because the reason I made the amount $1 is who can say they cannot come up with $1? Who really can say they cannot come up with $1? If you drink coffee every day, it costs more than $1. If you buy gum, it costs more than $1. If you buy a soda pop, it costs more than $1. You know, there are things that we put money out there for that we don't even think twice about. I had somebody challenge me today and say, why are you charging just $1? And I said, I have a reason. Don't question that. And, you know, that's why I say this is not an investment, because if you think about $1 being an investment there, I really, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, there's something wrong. Now, if I asked for possibly $25 a month to $100 a month, of course that's an investment. You know, and of course I really need to produce for you, don't I? You know, but here it is. I've been producing for artists, at least on radio, for 2 years. I have been producing for artists for many, many years and showing my continuous support, because this is something that I strongly, strongly believe in. So we just need to flip the script, right? Every time we take those steps to try to find those creative ways and to build relationships out there, it's all about taking things to the next level, correct? Well, a lot of times when you want to take it to the next level, it does take finances to be able to do that. So in that being said, you know, I am just asking for $1 for you to join this movement and to not only be heard here on Flava News Radio, but to also be heard potentially on 3 other 24-hour radio stations, and one of those stations being able, if you've got your act together and you are registered, with ASCAP and BMI, as the music is played and it's recognized, you know, the royalties will definitely be coming in. But I'm rambling. I see there's a few people in the chat room. There are people on the phone line listening. So if anybody wants to raise their hand and ask a question, if there is anybody who would like to call in that's listening to this show live, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, let me play a few more tracks with some of the amazing talents that have come my way. This particular artist is probably one of the artists out of the Pacific Northwest that is doing things pretty big. She has performed with and opened for some of the big artists, not only just right here in Seattle, Washington, but she's had the opportunity to travel and open up for artists, you know, across the United States, and she has performed over in Europe. She goes by the name of Chocolate, and I'm going to play one of her signature pieces, Grown Folks.
Snow Chocolate, I would suggest that you Google her also. She spells her name C-H-O-K-L-A-T-E. This particular track, she filmed an amazing video, too, with Malcolm Jamal Warner. It's definitely worth going over to YouTube and checking out. So, again, I've been connected and had the pleasure of playing some absolutely amazing talents here on Flava News Radio. Some very, very top-quality talents and some that aren't, you know, produced as well, but have so much potential. Flava News Radio, in my mind, is kind of like the stepping stone to, you know, being able to be heard, even if you're not necessarily the best produced artist at this point, you know, but it will give you the opportunity to be heard, to, you know, potentially getting some feedback, some, you know, some really great feedback as to what people think about what it is that you're producing. When it comes to the other radio stations, that's when the higher level production comes into play. And, you know, the artists who have a certain quality will go to the radio stations that I'm hosting shows over there. Now, again, the top quality will go with me over to KLSL Liquid Soul. And, you know, that whole setup is something very, very different, you know, than what is being done here. And so if you're interested, you know, get at me. Let me know. Tonight I am going to start deleting the tracks. And starting this week, it's going to be focused all on the artists who have connected with me, either in writing or paying their membership fees. And, you know, we're just going to go from there. Again, I want to keep playing some tracks with some of the artists who I've had the pleasure of coming my way. And, yes, they are artists that I have not heard back from in regards to joining the movement. So if you're interested, you know any of these artists that I'm playing, and you say, you know what, you better get on board with Lady Flava, you know, reach out to them. Because, you know, I know that it's sometimes difficult to connect. I get mass emails all the time myself, and I miss emails. I get so much stuff put into my inbox on Facebook. I got so many people that post on my pages. I've got tons of email addresses I don't always get to check. You know, so I understand when somebody misses communications. I get that. But I've tried my very best to reach out to every single artist. There was 163 artists that have been uploaded to the music board over the past 2 years, about 700 tracks. So I tried this past month to reach out to every single artist to make sure that they're aware of the changes and to give them, you know, the opportunity to at least open up the doors of communication that they want to be involved. You know, and I understand if somebody does not want to come on board with this. Again, the doors are not closed. If, you know, even if you are an artist who I delete, you always have the opportunity, you know, to come back on board. You just have to go back through the screening process. You need to send me the tracks that you want me to take into consideration and your artist bio, preferably an EPK. I know that there are some artists that don't know what an EPK is or do not have the capability of creating one. So at least be prepared to provide an artist bio. The thing that I like to do is I do like to know something about every artist that I play. I want to know where you're from. I want to know if you have an album. I want to know if you have events. I want to know something about you. So as I share your flavor on my shows, then I can say something about you. All the artists that you have heard over the last 2 years on Flava News Radio have been artists that actually have sent their music to me. So majority of them I can, you know, keep in track of where they're from, you know, and what's going on in their lives. I've been pretty good about that. So, again, you know, consider coming on board. Reach out to those that you hear me playing today and say, you know what, contact Lady Flava at radio at flavanews.com. I did see somebody have their hand raised. They took it back down, so I don't know if, you know, if they are wanting to call back in and raise their hand again, but I'm just going to keep playing some tracks. Again, if you've got questions for me, you've got comments, this is the time to ask. This is the time, you know, to find out what's going on with Flava News and what this really, really means in me transitioning into a members-only radio station. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. This is another hip-hop artist that I really, really have respect for. I connected with him on Facebook, and I just love what it is that he's doing. He goes by the name of Ordinary Childhood, and this piece is called Last Forever. was Ordinary Childhood with his piece, Last Forever. I see that somebody has raised their hand, so let me click on their link. Caller from the 347, you're on the air with Lady Flava.
Good evening, Lady Flava. How are you?
I'm very good, and who is this?
This is Joanne King, a.k.a. Eternally Blaze.
How are you, Mama?
I'm doing well. Just called in to let you know, giving you that love and support, backing you all the way. Keep doing what you're doing.
So what do you think about me turning this into a members-only station, Joanne?
Well, in these times, we all have to do what we have to do, you know, just to make it from point A to point B. And if we don't move forward, then we just stagnate, you know, and all you're trying to do is make sure that these people who you're trying to help, help themselves and help you as well.
Right. Right.
And I don't see it as any problem in that, you know. My grandmother always taught me one hand washes the other and both hands wash the face. So I'm just saying that we should help one another just move forward and get to the point where we need to be.
Right, right. Well, I think that, you know, one of the reasons, Joanna, that I decided to go this direction, you know, as you also are a radio show host, you also support, you know, artists, and you are an artist yourself. And I know that sometimes, I've never had this conversation with you, and I do need to connect with you, but, you know, I would imagine sometimes you must feel discouraged, you know, about what you do, because this isn't an easy industry to be in. And the bottom line is we put ourselves in a position of being becoming a public figure. And in that, what does that look like and what does that feel like? And sometimes it's just not always the best feeling. Obviously, I love it myself, though, you know, and the challenges that go with it. But it's not always easy. And I think that, at least for myself, I want win-win relationships. Whatever that might look like, it can be so very different, you know. But I want to feel really connected to the artists that I'm supporting and trying to help. And so that's one of the reasons why. Not just the economic part, that's why I went with a dollar.
Right.
Because I don't see the dollar as an investment. I really see the dollar is that, like, you signing your signature on that line saying, yes, I'm building this with you, Flava. You know, this is you and me together. This is us.
Right.
And whether they ever come to the radio show or whether they ever, you know, repost and say, Flava's playing my music, we had that real connection right there. And, you know, and so that's more the reason that I decided to go that way. The other reason is because when I realized that people were paying attention to me, that wanted to reach out to me and have them join their teams, that kind of floored me, Joanna, and I was like, really? Like, you're paying attention to me? That really did. It shocked me, you know. Yeah. And so when I thought about it, I said, you know what? This will give me an opportunity to give these artists some listenership from a whole different, you know, group of potential fans and potential, you know, consumers, you know, because you know how when we stay in our own circle, the same people come back. Sometimes somebody new trickles in, but you get the support of the same people, right?
Exactly.
So this then, with me jumping over here to KLSL or jumping over here to Soul City Radio or jumping over here to Runny's Radio in London, this is putting these artists before different, you know, listenership of those particular people's radio stations. That became extremely exciting to me. So then I was like, is everybody deserving to go there? Right. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to come across like I'm trying to be God and being selective. right?
Right.
And, you know, or whatever, you know, because, you know, it. So how do I decide, you know, what this is all going to look like when I start doing those radio shows? And, you know, it's so different than Blog Talk. You know, I'll be honest with you, it's kind of intimidating to me. My friend TC, who's in the chat room, you know, he's had to kind of walk me through some of the process because I'm a little bit technically challenged, you know. So I was like, okay, how do I do this? How do I, you know, blend the tracks in, and how do I do my voice? I mean, it you know, it's so different than Blog Talk Radio, and it's going to be done in stereo. And, you know, and like with KLSL, it's going to have the capabilities of paying out royalties. I'll have the capability of being paid as a radio show host over there.
Yay!
You know, so, I mean, it's going in a different direction, you know, and it's exciting for me, but, you know, again, and people have said, you know, well, congratulations, Blava, but for me, this is like congratulations to all of us because, you know, I always say this. If I was playing some boo-boo artists on my shows, they wouldn't pay attention. They wouldn't take me serious. They wouldn't want me to join their team, you know. So that must mean I'm connected to some great, great, you know, talents that I'm playing for them to recognize. So I'm excited. This is something new. This is a totally different direction, you know, that I'm going. I'm really, really excited, you know, to see what's really going to come of this. I'm excited about the new adventures on the new stations and how that's all going to come into play and, you know, getting to know the staff on those stations and, you know how they want things. KLSL, you know, the station has the most capabilities to support the artist, has pretty much given me a lot of freedom, you know, and so it'll mean, you know, being able to create promos that are played throughout the day and night over there for artists. You know, I can say, you know, Joanna King is going to be on, you know, Lady Flava Show, whatever my show is called, Liquid Flava over there, you know, on such and such a date, and have it played throughout the day and night on the station to promo up until that date.
Right.
You know, where you can't do that on Blog Talk Radio because you're, you know, you're limited to your 2 hours, 3 hours a day on Blog Talk Radio, and that's it.
Definitely.
Over there, you know. So there's just so many more capabilities of being able to provide services. And I really, really want to open up the doors for authors. I really, really want that because that's how I became Lady Flava as a book reviewer. And so my first passion is literature. And I really want, you know, authors to almost consider putting together audio excerpts of their books that can be played on radio shows as promo tools.
Wow, okay.
And, you know, so that it's not just about the recording artist, the spoken word artist, you know, such as yourself to a, you know, singer, you know, or musician. I want authors to really have that opportunity too. And if you don't know my friend TC, he's somebody really, a great person. Thinking Caveman is his artist name or whatever, his tag name. But he has created something called Morning Thieves. And it is an audio blog, and he has turned his book into a chapter blog. And every week he comes out with a new chapter. Well, the voice of Morning Thief is an amazing spoken word artist out of the Pacific Northwest, Elijah Mued, a.k.a. Six Deep, the Messenger. Oh, my God, he's doing a phenomenal job. And so it's like he's bringing TC's words to life. So when I take the time and I go over to his podcast to listen to, you know, the chapters, I think, you know, how exciting is this? Then why couldn't an author take, you know, an excerpt of their book, create it in, you know, put it into audio form, create, you know, a promo saying, you know, whatever, to something to the effect of, you know, listen to a taste of, you know, Sacred Ground by Timothy Hollins. You can find out more about Timothy at timothyorlostsoul.com, or you can go to amazon.com and get a copy, you know, whatever, you know. But to be able to put that out there, too, to support the authors, you know, and then to be able to bring them on and have them featured, but regularly put their book out there, just like I play music, so that they're introduced to an audience this way. I don't know. There's some I could throw. I'm rambling, aren't I? I could throw out all kinds of ideas, you know, of what I want to do when it comes to this. But I mean, just there's so many possibilities, you know, and I want to be so supportive, you know, to the artist. So.
Well, that's just one of the things that I wanted to raise my hand and say thank you for your love and support. You're a beautiful woman, and you give so much. You give so much. You think very little of your own personal needs and wants, but you care so much about the artist, and you go that extra mile for them, you know. And a lot of times people just don't take that extra moment to look back and say thank you. And
right.
I just wanted to be one who did.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I really do. I look forward to working with you. I do. I look forward to working with you and hearing some of more of your stuff and being able to put you on the air.
I'm tingling all over just waiting and anticipating that moment when it's all released. But,
right.
You know, you're phenomenal. You are one phenomenal young lady. And you do everything. And that's one of the reasons that the people... They're not, I mean, of course you bring a lot with you, but within yourself, more so than the artist that you bring.
Mm-hmm.
It's your presence that they're looking at and they're wanting and they're trying to connect with you for your presence because it's awesome. It's totally awesome.
Well, you know, and I mean, I appreciate your kind words, I do, you know, but again, if it was not for amazing talents, I wouldn't be who I am. You know what I mean? I really believe that God put me on this journey to do what it is that I'm doing. So if it was not for amazing talents, but on top of it, amazing people, you know, amazing people I've connected with that make this all work, you know. So you know, in there, in all of that, you know, lies the peace. Of course, you know, it can get frustrating, you know, but... You know, this is, I know that it's a journey I'm meant to be on. You know, I really strongly believe in that. And I, you know, I don't try, you know, to push my spiritual beliefs, you know, but I do believe that this is God's journey for me. And so
right.
It makes it easy, you know?
Definitely. You have the calling. You definitely have the calling. And very much happiness and success as you continue to travel on this journey that God has chosen for you.
Right. Thank you so much, my friend. Well, you're going to be a part of this journey. I'm not going to let you out of it. So, but I do have another caller in. So do you want to stay on the line, or you want me to put you back on hold, or?
Oh, no. You go take care of your caller. I just wanted to just stop by and say
hi,
let you know I was sending my love.
Right.
Have a great evening.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so very much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, that just warmed my heart. Let me click on the next caller and bring them in. All right, caller from the 206-387. You are on the air with Lady Flava.
I thought you would know my number by now.
I don't.
This is Orestes.
Well, I know the voice. Does that matter?
How are you, my friend?
I'm very good. How are you, Orestes?
I'm doing good. I've been away from the Flavor of News for a little bit.
I know.
Been working
I felt
on
neglected.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I've got some good things working out right now. Working with Island Def Jam on a project right now of mine, and it's really exciting right now. But I'm happy to hear about your transition.
So what do you think of it? You know,
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. You're still keeping the flavor intact, and you know the principles with showcasing artists that are out there that are trying to promote themselves. And I think what you're doing is you're venturing out a little bit more than where you were. So with that said, that's a very good idea. I stand behind it, and you have all of my support.
I appreciate that. You know, it's something that I've thought through for, you know, a little bit, you know, and have been able to process, you know, with some of my dear friends and artists as to, you know, their thoughts around this. And at first, I'll be honest with you, Orestes, you know, it was something that I was like, is this really going to work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's tons of blog talk radio shows or even online radio shows that artists can be heard on and they don't have to pay. You know,
right.
That's why I went with a dollar. Because I'm like, okay, who cannot come up with a dollar, right?
Right, exactly.
You know, and so, and in that, you know, as I was telling Joanna that, it, you know, it's about, you know, building a win-win. I don't see a dollar as an investment. I just, you know, I really don't. When it's just $1 I'm asking per artist. You know,
right.
But, you know, because trust me, if I was asking for $25 per artist to up to $100 or whatever, I could really make some moves for y'all, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
man.
Much faster than what I'm making off of $1. But
right.
It's just kind of showing me who's willing to really, you know, help support what it is that I'm trying to create for everyone, you know, and because this is not just about me. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I've really gotten used to being on the radio and hearing my own voice, you know. I obviously enjoy doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do. I really enjoy doing this. But if it was not for the quality of artists, it wouldn't be fun, you know. And
right.
I wouldn't be, you know, recognized, you know. And now to have that opportunity to, on other stations, be able to blend spoken word in with music that has not been done on those stations, I'm really excited about that because I believe that spoken word has not gotten the recognition and recognized as a genre
exactly.
as it should be, you know?
Exactly.
And I think that it takes, you know, people to be willing to stand up and step out and say, you know what, this is something worth you paying attention to. So I'm going to blend this in with some hip-hop or I'm going to blend this in with some jazz or R&B and soul, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe you're going to pay attention. So, yeah, that's the other thing that's exciting is being able to introduce, you know, it's not, of course, it's not a new art form. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
just an art form that has not been recognized.
Right. And, you know, there's, you know, as being an artist myself of spoken word, you know, it's different. There's different movements, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I found this out when I've, you know, dove deep into it. You know, I'm like, wow, you know, there's different approaches, different techniques, and
right.
You know, yeah, it's a great art form. I think what you have. You're the voice. You're in the front line for us, and you know, and to say that you're putting us out there, you know, we all have to be blessed, and we have to give blessings back to you, you know, like even if it's in the form of a dollar, you know, and you know,
mm-hmm.
the dollar being the minimum, you know, to me, I probably would donate a little bit more than just a dollar because I want to see
right.
I want to see everything succeed, you know. And
right.
I think you're a great MC. I think you have a great voice. you know, and we have to put you out there to be our voice, you know? And you
well,
know
I,
we have to appreciate that.
I appreciate that. For those of you that don't know, Orestes is an amazing spoken word artist, very powerful out here in the Pacific Northwest. I have not had the pleasure of meeting him in person, but trust and believe, I will do this. I am going to meet you in person. But, I'm going to step out, you know, and do my thing. I'm going to record a piece that was inspired by Orestes, and I know he just really thinks, yeah, we're okay, right? But there's a piece that is called Flava's Coffee, you know, that I'm going to be recording, and it's going to be produced by SJF Music. So
right.
You'll be hearing me, I'm going to have my own track. It's going to be my one debut and only probably, but I'm excited. And yes, Orestes, you know, was the one who inspired this particular piece.
Aw, thank you so much. Thank you. It's been, you inspire me to get out there and to do more, you know, to be honest, you know, it's like, I've never been on the radio, you know, doing what I do. And actually you showcasing me, you know, a few times, put me on the spot. I loved it. You know, it just puts more oomph under my belt there.
Sure.
But, you know, thank you. And, you know, again, we need to appreciate Flavor and what she brings to us, you know, and you know, we will do that. We'll take care of you like you've taken care of us. So best believe that. We will take care of you.
But so when can, you know, I anticipate getting some tracks?
I've got 3 tracks recorded right now. I have to tell you, it's a sound that's never been touched. It is a sound that has never been touched. It is unbelievable. I'm working with, I will be working with SJF on some pieces myself. I've kind of wanted to get this out of the way because it's a local spot. But imagine funk and poetry. It's something that's it's very different. It's a different technique. My cousin is an amazing bass guitar player, and he's contributed bass lines and studio time at the High Studio here in SeaTac, and we've been going at it. And I got the tracks. I have the tracks. It's just a matter of time sending them to you so that you can put them on the airways. They're unbelievable. I think they're going to blow you away.
Am I going to get them in 2011 or 2012?
2011, early 2011. Early 2011.
We're October now. This is late 2011.
Yes.
This is October over at this.
All right, early October 2011. Let's put it that way. Early 2011.
Okay.
I know Steven's been going through some things, and he has my blessings, him and his family, and I really, really want to work with him on the pieces that I've chose to work with him on. I think it'll be a great collaboration here. So, again, with your piece.
Go ahead.
So, you know, the thing that you're doing with Steven, I know it's going to be great, and I can't wait to hear it, you know. I'm going to be in the front row.
You're going to be in the front row.
I'm going to be in the front row. You got me there. I'm going to be like, okay, do your thing, Lady Flavor.
That's like, it's so funny, you know, just even the few times that I've read it on the air, you know, and like the reaction, and like, I guess people are like surprised by it. I'm like, okay, it's just about coffee, okay, so what's the big deal? But I guess it's like a different, it's something that you wouldn't anticipate coming out of me, you know. But then I think that people sometimes may misinterpret my, you know, misinterpret my personality, you know, because it's just like I have 7 tattoos and people are surprised that I have tattoos, you know, so.
Wow.
you know, yeah, it's, you know, so it's like, yeah.
Oh, wow. Could I put you on the spot for once? Can I put you on the spot and let's reminisce? I want to hear the flavor from you again.
You want to, oh my goodness.
I want to hear that flavor again. I love that poem. I want to hear it.
Oh, okay, so. Okay, so I don't, okay, I have to plug in my. Okay, yeah, you got me tongue twisted, right? Okay, so why don't we do this? Since I have to plug in my external hard drive to
mm-hmm.
find it, why don't
mm-hmm.
I put you on the spot?
Oh wow!
And ask you to spit a piece so people get a taste of you as I go into my computer and pull up my external hard drive.
Oh, so you're going to flip the script on it, brother, huh? Ah, I see how you are.
You don't want me to do that?
Oh, you know I'm honored to do. I'm honored to do your bidding, my lady. I'm honored to do your bidding.
Okay,
yes.
So bid.
Oh, this is one of the tracks that we've done already. It's called Message to God.
Okay.
It's great. It's great.
I know he's out there. He has to be. I'm thinking to myself drastically, what's in store behind door number 1, number 2, and number 3? Time wasted, time eluded, patience running thin, suppress the drama, now it's concluded. I'm questioning myself, no more. Is life to be like this? I've given him my all, I've taken the falls, my chips are down, I've even taken the risks. But my poetical soul is my release. I've starved and I've cried, but this sheltered life, it's disrupting my peace. It's hard to help when help is blind. Feed those who are thou hungry for knowledge, you say. We heed your words because they are divine. I've done what you've asked many, many times over. Drop to my knees, your blessings I will retrieve. I became your most loyal devoter. So my message is, just as your message was, I won't doubt you no more just because I love you.
And the point.
Amazing, amazing. It's, you know, you have this voice and the way that you deliver. It's very, very powerful. It's like, you know, you command, you know, attention. And I think that's probably what's drawn, you know, me to you, the first time that I ever heard you recite a piece. I cannot wait to actually experience you in person, you know, because I think that will definitely take it to the next level. So just out of curiosity, as I'm sitting here trying to get this to pull up, do you have a plan of action of how you're going to, like, market your CD once it's ready?
I don't. That's another thing that I'm looking for. I have musicians that I work with on the project. I have I have producers that are going to make it the product that it should be. But I do not
okay.
have a manager to market it. You know, I'm searching. I'm looking. If you have
mm-hmm.
any ideas, or if you want to volunteer. You know,
I'm not a manager. Silly man.
I'm still learning. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, I definitely will. I will definitely help. You know, help you. You know, because I think that it's. I'm sure it's going to be an absolutely amazing, you know, piece to you know, experience and be able to put out there. The one thing that I will say when it comes to spoken words, the most effective way that I've seen of an artist being able to, market a spoken word CD or book is when they're performing. You know, when you are at a venue, I would definitely make sure that you have copies. And as you're on the stage, you know, performing, you know, if permission by the host or who's ever doing it, then to then, you know, be able to sell them there and tell people that, you know, if they're really loving what, you know, you're doing, then, you know, help spread the word, you know, and get the word out for you. You know, because, you know, word of mouth is definitely a powerful tool, especially when it comes to, you know, a spoken word artist, you know, being recognized. Because, again, it's one of the harder genres to get out there.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, definitely as I play the pieces, you know, on my show, you know, I can definitely direct people where they can find and purchase your CD or purchase, you know, digital downloads or whatever. But, you know, I definitely would suggest, you know, that you always have copies of it, you know, online or, you know, copies with you, you know, to, you know, to be able to sell right there, you know, right there. And I don't know, you know, it's definitely something we could sit down and talk about, you know. But, you know, I was just curious, not to put you on the spot, I was just curious, you know, if you had a plan of action, you know, around doing this. So.
I do have a plan. I do have a plan. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm still learning and trying to get the resources that I need, and I will be more than willing to sit down with you and maybe you can refine my plan of action. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of knowledge that you have that I don't know about, and I definitely would be willing to listen and understand your point of view. So yeah, let's get together soon, sooner rather than later, you know, and yeah, I'm all for it.
Okay, yeah, and I'm definitely willing to, you know, do that with you for you, you know, or whatever. And it's because I think that you're very, very talented, you know. But as I was saying earlier in conversation with Joanna, you know, the blessing is of the artists that have come my way and I've connected with are not only amazing talents, but, you know, amazing people, you know. So to be able to connect that way with amazing people is such a beautiful thing for me and a benefit, you know. So, all right. So with that said, it took forever. So here's my piece. And I'm going to read it for Orestes. This particular piece, the background on the piece is, again, Orestes was my inspiration for this particular piece, because in one of the shows that he called into, when he found out that I owned a coffee shop, doesn't even remember making the statement, but he said, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. So that was the inspiration of this particular piece as he laughs. So this is called Flavus Coffee. Okay, Flavus Coffee. He said, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Dark and rich, with just the right amount of creamy crema to savor, as melodic jazzy sounds are heard in the distance. Visions of what could have been, or is it what could be, as I, without a thought, grind the beans to a perfect texture. Swirling in the flavor of my own thoughts, I remember experiencing you, a flow of perfection, tone piercing my soul, words that spoil my heart. And then I heard you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Temperature reaching the right degree, coming to a halt as I turned off the valve, pouring the perfect liquids into a vessel perfect for your clutch. An aroma that I know so well and have come to love, my gift to you in this quiet moment of just us. I open my eyes and I lick my lips, devouring every drop as I sip the warmth of my thoughts. I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. That's my piece.
All right. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank
my
you, thank you.
My short little court piece, huh?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Can I have could I have a Cormel vanilla mocha with that?
Of course. I'm very good at making drinks, Russ.
Wow. Right. Yes, yes, yes. That was great. I love that poem. I love that piece. I love how you express the it's wow.
My one
it's
piece.
Great. I like it.
Okay,
I love it.
So, yeah, once I can get my computer situation, you know, together and, you know, be able to record it, then I'll be sending it to Steven so that he can produce it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, we'll see how, you know, I tell Steven all the time, you know, that I know he can work some magic and make me sound good.
Oh, yeah. Steven is a man. You know, Steven is a man. He's a great producer. Great producer. And I can't wait, you know. His sound with your voice, I think it's gonna be very, very melodic. Very melodic. Really
well.
Really anxious to hear it. Really anxious
we'll,
to hear it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I know that. He'll. If anybody can make me sound good, Steven can make me sound good. But you know what? He's been putting out some really, really amazing pieces.
Really?
Yeah. You know, and you know what? Let me just scroll down my list here and actually play a piece that he did. Did on any of the shows that you called into, did you get introduced to an artist by the name of Leah Henderson?
Yes, I have. I have.
Okay.
I spoke to Leah. I commended her on a great job.
Okay, so you've heard her piece?
Yes.
Okay, so then I won't play Leah's piece. Let me scroll back up and play another
okay.
piece. So you remember Deborah Renee?
Yes, yes.
She's called into shows when you were on the line. Let me scroll and find Steven's section on my board.
I apologize for the theatrical sound behind here. I got a little 6-year-old who's watching TV right now.
That's all right. You know me. Normally I have Kimora behind me, so she's much more calmer than my little baby girl. So anyway, this particular piece is the newest piece that Steven sent me. That's Deborah Renee's, and it's called Unquailed.
Nice.
The trust in time of love is intense at times. beckoning us to the shore of pleasure and unforeseen pain. Yes, the seeds and passions bear teem and bloom again and again each season in the yearning of lonely hearts. You see the undaunting flames of desire so far and very deep, consistently ravenous for the elixir of satisfaction, the infusion of fulfillment, and the soft, soft music of intimacy of thought. And as we stroll down this winding road, yet drift into the arms of finality of God. It's a never-ending beat. It quickens and serenades our names as the master of the unknown. The man is this. This undying, unyielding dance gives something, then nothing, leaving us stranded in the deep wilderness of deep body. Yes, we try and try again to reach that glistening pinnacle of unfounded
Unquelled by a Pacific Northwest artist, Deborah Renee, produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, SJF Music out of Kansas.
That was unbelievable.
So you like that?
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Like I say, Steve has an unbelievable, very mystical sound, and Deborah Renee's voice kind of just pairs up with the music perfectly. And he knows how to orchestrate that in a way where it just makes you in awe, you know? It's great. It's great.
Right.
I think
he did a nice job with her also.
Wow. Nice, nice. So how many pieces did they do together?
Two. They have two pieces together.
Nice.
And then so far he's mastered and redid a little bit of two of John's jazz pieces, John D. Green Sr.
Yes.
So I
yes.
have Rain and Melodocracy by John that Stephen has redone, and it's just absolutely amazing what he did with those particular pieces. And
wow.
then soon there will be a piece that will be coming out that DeLon, you know, the singer out of Houston, is doing, that has Kevin and John D. Green Sr. playing, you know, instrumentals behind DeLon's voice.
Nice.
And, you know,
nice.
Steven's, you know, putting that all together. So he's got a little, he's working with some, you know, a few spoken word artist, and then with DeLon, you know, being a singer, and then, yeah, so he's doing some really, really good stuff right now. Orestes,
nice.
I'm going to bring in another caller quick. You can stay on the line if you like. So,
sure.
Eleanor, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Mama?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. And hello, guest.
Hi there. How
okay.
are you?
I'm fine.
That's good.
So, Eleanor is actually part of Stephen's team, Orestes, and Eleanor, you don't know this, but, you know, Orestes is actually part of Stephen's team, too.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's so many of them. I sort of knew. Yeah. It's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
It's growing.
I think that's great. It's really good. It's going leaps and bounds. I can't believe it. I mean, how far we've come over the year, over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
right.
You know, it's just amazing.
Great.
And,
wow.
And okay, I wasn't going to come in to chat with you, but when I heard that piece, I said, now I have to go in and congratulate her.
Didn't she do well?
Yes, she did.
For the flavor.
I was like, okay, yeah, Deborah Renee did a good job. Did a good job. I was like, what is Eleanor talking about? Okay, yeah.
You forgot that fast, right? I was gonna be nice and just sit, you know, just on the computer, and then I said, No, I have to go and say something. But that was really good. That was really good. That's just the start.
No, that's just my one piece.
Let's encourage her, okay? Let's encourage Lady Flava to do more pieces.
Wow.
I know you're busy and all of that, but, you know, I'm sure when you lay down, little thoughts come in your head, get up and write it down.
you know, it's so funny because, you know, when I had my coffee shop and I used to do the open mics and everything, you know, it was like, you know, I can do this. If they can do this, I can do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because my open mics, it wasn't all about professionalism and, you know, quality. You know, anybody was welcome to get up on the stage at my coffee shop, you know. But I was blessed to have amazing talents, you know, get on my stage. But I'm like, okay, let me try this, you know. And, of course, you know, people clap, clap, snap, snap. And, you know, I'm like, okay, it's because I'm Lady Flava. I own the coffee shop, right? You know. So I don't try it because there is a creative side to me, of course. You know, from a young teen, I started working, you know, as a floral designer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for over 20 years of my life, I did flowers. And so, you know, there's that side of me that's, like, creative. But through Flava, my appreciation for words really, really grew. And that was when I was really introduced to metaphors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my God, how did they come up with that combination? That's just, like, absolutely amazing. I would have never thought that, right? So my stuff is so simple because I couldn't figure out, you know, how to put words together like that, like to sound cool.
Now you could
put
one about
creative.
The flowers to me.
So I decided a long time ago, Eleanor and Orestes, that my thing is really sincerely waving the leopard pom-pom. That's my thing.
Uh-huh.
That's my thing. It just happened when Orestes had called into that show that I was like, that sounds pretty cool when he said that, right? So I'm sitting here taking notes because every show I do, I take notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I take notes who called in, what tracks I played, whatever, right?
Right.
So I wrote that down, you know, in my notes, and I'm like, okay, let me see if I can do something with this. So what, Orestes, what, I got like three or four, you know, lines, and so I read it to him, what, you know, a week later or whatever it was, you know, and then I added, my next three or four lines, you know, because I can't think of anything else to put on there, right? So that's why it's so short. You know, that's why it's so short. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's it. I mean, I'm just not good. I'm not good at doing that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I'm going to leave that, you know,
yeah,
to the experts.
Pretty good. But you'll think of something else. You start thinking about the color of the flowers that you used to put together and how they relate to some people that you meet, and you know, yeah, you watch.
You have to have a voice to be able to MC a radio
yes.
station, and you have a very lovely voice over the phone, and when that voice is delivered in poetry form, it's more lovelier.
If you practice it, if the more you practice it, the better it will get.
Yes, I agree.
I'm sure of that, and I'm sure that Stephen will like say, you know, Flava, go back and record that again and do it this way. You know, I'm anticipating, you know, that out of Stephen, which, you know, I will do.
Yeah.
I will do,
yeah.
Because I promised all of you that I will record this particular piece.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, but again, we're going to leave this all to the experts, because I'm just better at being on the radio and, you know, playing your pieces and supporting you guys. And, you know,
that's
my thing.
Well, that's your gift. That's your main gift. I understand that. That's your main gift. That's what you're called to do. And sometimes God gives you a little extra.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My little extra is my little short piece called Flava's Coffee.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do have a little, you know, let me explain something to you. I do a lot of singing, you know, basically gospel. I sing a lot of gospel, and I can write a little bit, and I can make songs to anybody's music. So, you know, but still, when they asked me off the ledge that night, I was the same way, lady, when they said, oh, let's hear something. Remember? And John D. said, well, let's hear a little something from it. I was like,
Right.
Yep. So, you know, I was the same way.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing you sing, you know.
Yes.
She's going to be doing a piece, too, that Stephen's going to be recording. Eleanor is actually like Stephen's, you know, right-hand person. She's out there just really big time on the internet pushing SJF music, and she and Stephen work very, very closely together, but she is also a singer. Since y'all put me on the spot, one day we will put Eleanor on the spot, and and we will get her to sing, you know. But yeah, I sincerely, you know, it's so funny, when I started doing the radio show 2 years ago, I would go back and listen to the archives, right? And I'd listen to my voice, and I'm like, oh my gosh, is that how ghetto I sound?
No, not at all. Not
you know, because
means.
It's like, but you never until you hear your voice recorded, you really don't have a sense of how you sound, right?
Right.
I agree.
I was like, is that really what my voice sounds like? You know, so, yeah, I'm not into my voice. And my kids would say, are you listening to yourself again? I was like, well, yeah, I am, because I'm like, is this really how I sound? Because I was like kind of floored, like. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I think
you have a great radio voice. I don't think anything is wrong with your voice.
But I think now, on the air, I think that I'm just really kind of used to talking to myself or talking to others.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah. So I think that part, I'm mastering.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm getting better. I notice that I don't say as much as I did in the beginning, you know, and the words seem to flow easier now that I've been on the, you know, the air, you know,
right.
longer. But yeah, I'm not necessarily a big fan of my voice.
Oh, I love it. I love your voice. I think you have a great voice. You know,
I love you. So, you know.
Aww.
I'm glad you love my voice.
I love your voice. Your voice is great. Your voice is great. You know, you're going to be blown away when Stephen's done with that piece. You're going to be like, wow, is that me?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm honestly, I'm excited about doing it with him. I really am, just because if anybody can make me sound good, you know, I know that Stephen can. So I know he's going to create magic, but y'all just don't get used to it. You know, Flava's not coming out with a CD, you know, or anything. Flava is going to be playing y'all CD, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
You won't see me on the stage with a Rustus, you know, performing Flava's Coffee.
Oh, come on. You know what? I think I'm gonna write. Can I write a duet piece to that?
Uh-oh. Of course you can.
So just look, just to get you on stage.
Oh no, no.
Oh yeah. You got
not to get
you,
me on stage.
Oh, you got to perform that on stage. You got
to. Yeah. And then everybody will say, "You remember her? She had the coffee house."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe we're gonna stay clear of Orestes since he's up here in my territory.
Look, I can do more damage over here.
Next thing you know, you'll get a phone call. You are on our show next week.
Oh, exactly. Oh, like, yeah.
No.
I'm like, what?
No.
And I can hear you now. Who? I think you have the wrong number.
Like, I knew Eleanor when you called into the show. You were talking about Deborah Renee's piece, right? I don't know if you had heard Deborah Renee's piece yet, if Stephen had sent it to you or not. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I had heard. I heard the one, the Dear Lover. I heard that one.
Uh huh. Right.
And I didn't hear. I hadn't heard this one.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
I thought you were calling in for this particular piece. You know.
No,
you
I was calling in because.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like her. Don't get me wrong. I like what she does. But I called in to let you know that I wasn't going to until you did that. I'm
uh-huh.
going.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Dig it.
So you know.
We are a fan of Lady Flava.
Well, that's just because y'all like me.
Of course. We're
going
to push.
Right. We like you. We love you. We love you, and we adore your piece.
Right.
Okay? We adore your piece.
And you know what the doctors do when you're on the delivery table? They say, push.
Oh, Eleanor, you're funny.
I like Eleanor a lot. Yeah.
Oh, you're just really funny. Okay. This is so funny because, you know, this show originally was supposed to be talking about the membership, right?
And we
oh, wow.
How did it turn into me? Huh?
Oh. I'm so sorry.
See how famous you got in a few minutes?
That's right.
I got famous at least with the two of you. It's so funny because, you know, I'm going to give TC a hard time. I don't know if he's listening out there in the chat room, right? But he must not like my voice because he never asked me to be a part of his podcast. And he's right here. We're going to call you out, TC, if you're paying attention.
Did he leave?
I don't know. I don't know if he's still in the chat room.
I know John left. John was there, but he left.
Well, TC is still showing in the chat room, you know, but...
Oh, yeah,
you know,
he is. He's still here.
He's right here, you know, in my neck of the woods, you know. He must not like my voice, huh? Because he never...
He was busy doing something. He said he was very busy. So he might not have even heard you.
Wow.
TC and I have known each other for many, many years. He knows me from the days that I had my coffee shop. And so he's known me for a long time and stuff. And we talk about, like, different artists or people that have great voices that he wants to use on his podcast, you know,
mm-hmm.
with Six Deep, you know. But he's never, like, said, Susan, I want you to do this part on this, on the podcast.
Nice.
So he's obviously
wow.
not listening. He's not listening,
nice.
You know, so. That's why I say he don't like my voice.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. I think he would love your voice. Love your voice. I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
It's off the subject, but it's
okay.
more on the main subject of what your show was about today. So, if one wanted to contribute to
mm-hmm.
your to the foundation of your show,
yeah.
how could we do that?
Well, you can either, if you want to do it online, you can go to paypal.com and use radio@flavornews.com as the send to email.
Okay.
That's the online way. If you are not comfortable with doing it online, you know, you can definitely request a mailing address from me and mail it to me, or for instance, like with yourself or Russ, you know, you're here, so we can definitely meet in person,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do that. But, yeah, so mm-hmm. if you are, you know, one that's comfortable with online, you know, paypal.com is definitely a wonderful, secure way of sending money. And once I receive it, I definitely will acknowledge the fact that it has been received. If you are more comfortable doing the mail, you know, I will give you a mailing address, and once I receive it in the mail, I will definitely know. The one thing that I am requesting right now is that you at least make contact with me, especially if you're an artist who is already uploaded, you know, to make contact with me so that I don't just delete your tracks. If you make contact, I'll give you a grace period of a couple weeks, you know, to make your payments before, excuse me, I delete your tracks. But, you know, there are a lot of people who have not responded, I'll be honest. There are a lot who have not. And so I will be deleting them. Now, there could be many, many reasons they haven't responded, you know, and it could be as simple as just not seeing any of my emails or any of my posts or any of my messages to their inboxes. You know,
right.
I tried to do it as many creative ways to make sure that I hit, you know, everybody who presently was uploaded to the show, you know, because there were 163 artists uploaded.
Wow.
And honestly, just a little over 60 have responded.
Really?
And so so it means that 100 artists will be deleted. Which,
well,
you know,
well,
which I'm okay with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm okay with that.
Like Lamb, I think they will come back to the Father.
Well, and they're welcome. You know, it just because they are deleted tonight does not mean that they can't come back. It doesn't. You know, there's no closed enrollment to this or anything. I do suggest that you get involved now versus 2012, because I do believe that just depending on how this goes, you know, the $1 may go to a different amount.
Right.
You know, but if you get in now, then your $1 per month will go the extent of the year, you know, that you paid for, you know.
Okay.
And then we can revisit that after the year is up and see, you know, what is a fair direction to go, you know,
okay.
with that. Because I'm sure even within a year's time, you know, this will all grow even more than what it is at this point.
Yes.
You know, but...
Yes.
And I did have somebody reach out to me and say, you know, they did give $12 and paid
nice.
The whole year and sent me a message and said, what are you going to do with the money, right?
Right.
And I laughed to myself, and I wanted to say, you know what, if I want to go to McDonald's and buy a Big Mac meal, I want to do that, you know.
Right.
And I wanted to just kind of laughingly say that, you know. I thought, you know what, you can ask me what I'm going to do with it if you gave me, you know, $25, $50, $100, maybe you could ask me what I'm going to do with that money. But, you know, there is an expense to running even just Blog Talk Radio. It costs money every month.
Yes, yes.
You know, originally it was a free service. You know, now they charge. And I know it's because of the popularity that Blog Talk Radio gained. They're like, okay, we can make money off of this because we got the people hooked now.
Right.
But also, the equipment that I'm going to need eventually to really, really do what it is that I need to do. You know, for instance, there are certain programs that I need to do the recordings. You know, I do need to get a new computer. I do need to get an external mic, you know, and all these things. It's not something that, I mean, you know, the external mic and all of that's not necessarily something I need immediately because I can go somewhere else and do that part.
Right.
You know, but eventually that's the type of equipment I'm going to need to make this all really work smoothly within my own personal space.
Yes.
You know, and it costs money, you know. And
it does.
So it would be, you know, allowing me that opportunity to have some financial support so it doesn't come out of my personal pocket to be able to have the tools to support others.
Right.
You know, so, you know, so that. Go ahead.
I want to throw this in just to add on to what you're saying. You know, if we were to, as an artist, it would cost us a lot more money, people, you know, just to hire a marketing firm to actually, you know, get our product out there. You know,
right.
the fact that you're only asking for donations at this amount, they should be able to come out of their pockets quadruple fold, you know. And
right.
You're, like I said, you're being the advocate for us as artists. You know, you're doing
right.
something that we can't do on our own. You know, so yeah, like I said, if you're gonna pay a legal marketing firm to market your product, you're gonna pay thousands of dollars.
Right, that's true.
Because I've already looked into it. I've already looked
right.
into it. You
well,
know,
I mean even. Right. I was
Go
having
ahead.
This conversation with an artist today, and I had done the research probably a couple of years back as to what does a publicist get paid, you know, or a promoter get paid. And they said that $25 per hour for somebody who's just starting out and starting out in a firm, you know, up to those that are working for the big firms are getting paid about $5,000 an hour.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
And so... you know, I'm not even asking for $25 an hour. You know, I do have connections. You know,
mm-hmm.
I do. I just don't talk about it on the air. I don't talk about some of the people that I do. There's so much behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on with who I'm connecting to that, you know, these relationships are not about me. This is about, you know, seeing what I can build to open up the doors for artists. You know,
exactly.
And so,
yes.
You know, I regularly have some managers and publicists that do it on a big scale that I am connected to. I have people that are getting me connected into the loop of the bigger people so that I'm regularly being updated on the, you know, what's going on in the industry and what, you know, how to handle certain things in the industry and stuff. If I had not connected with these bigger people doing bigger things in the independent realm, I wouldn't have, you know, that information available, you know, to me. I can now, you know, an artist was going through a situation where a contract needed to be signed. I contacted a manager friend in New York to ask for his advice for this particular artist. you know, if I did not have those type of connections, I would not have been able to do that, you know, for my artist friend, you know. So there is so much that's going on behind the scenes,
right.
you know, to try to build this. That, yeah, I mean, I am you guys' advocate, you know, I am, you know, trying to. And the other thing is, I do want to put it out there that I will not just take anything. You cannot pay me a dollar to get me to play just anything. I do have, requirements of what it is that I will play, you know, from the
right.
quality of your tracks to the subject matter and verbiage. And so I don't want anybody to think, oh, you can send me a dollar and send me tracks and they'll get played. No. If you have
right.
not ever been played on Flava News Radio, you need to send me your tracks for screening first. And then
there
once I approve
right,
your tracks, once I approve your tracks, then I will notify you that you have been accepted, and then you can make arrangements to pay your membership fee. But it's not about you all of a sudden coming out of money, you know, with some money and
mm-hmm.
saying, oh, but I paid you, so now you're going to play me. No, it doesn't work that way. Anybody that knows me knows that my name means a lot to me. I branded Flava News and Lady Flava pretty well, and it took years of branding this name, you know. So my name, if I put my name on you, you know, and allow – you know, what you do to be affiliated with Flava News or Lady Flava, then I have to know that it's something I'm willing to put my name on.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Nice. See, that's what I love about you. I mean, you could flip the script. I mean, you could be artistic, and then you can flip it and be professional. That's one thing I love about you. You're awesome.
Well,
but
either way,
you have that voice.
Well, you're funny. Well, recently I had the opportunity to be interviewed, you know, for an online publication, you know, and the only way that I agreed to do this particular interview is that they allowed me to be honest about what I think. And,
wow.
you know, and it was pretty much for a hip-hop, you know, publication, and they let me, you know, and that was actually good for me to do that, because it made me really think about how would I really express my thoughts around hip-hop, you know, or
right.
how would I express my thoughts around, you know, the music and their appreciation, or, you know, lack of appreciation or whatever, and so that was a great opportunity, you know, for me to do that, because it kind of took me in a different direction that I had not been taken, you know, before. But I, you know, as much as I love to, you know, laugh and joke about, you know, stuff, because that makes me feel good. So I thank you, Orestes and Eleanor, for calling in, because you just kind of warmed my heart. you know, I do take this so very serious, what I do. You know, it's
good.
You know, my children are all grown. My youngest is 23. And, you know, so actually she's 24. How did I say she was 23? She's 24. And
my mom.
I know, huh? Mom's listening to you don't even know how old I am, huh? Well, because mama's old, okay? She's old and forgetful. But, you know, I don't have babies anymore, yet I take care of my grandchildren, you know, every week. Everybody who knows me knows that Kimora and Sean are with me on a regular basis. But this is my baby. Flava News is my baby. So I go to bed, I wake up, I eat, you know, I sleep, I bathe thinking about Flava, you know,
nice.
And how I can do this bigger and better. And you know, I've had this conversation a lot lately where, you know, if people could see what it is that I'm actually working with technology-wise right now, they would be amazed that I'm actually making things happen with what I have to work with. So it's like if once I get this computer system that I really need to do everything, I will be a monster. Because if I'm doing this off of the little resources that I have right now, I will really be able to make you guys look and sound good.
Nice.
And you'll be sounding right along with us.
You have my contribution, and
yes.
I'm definitely gonna. I think we should meet up in person, so that way you can just have my whole wallet. You know, you can have my credit card.
Oh
my
goodness! Really?
You can do what you need to do. Yes, you can have it all because I think what you're doing is great, and you know, Lady Flame of the Advocate. That's who you are to me, you know. Do your thing.
I pay attention to say all this, Eleanor. I did.
Yeah,
real
quickly, because I know it's time for us to
yes.
leave. But you
yes.
know what? I've been to a lot of Blog Talk radio shows,
mm-hmm.
and this is more inspiring.
Yes.
Your show is inspiring to other artists, and, you know, I hope they appreciate that. I do, and I'm not even on that field yet, but I do.
Well, and I appreciate that, and that's what I try to do. You know, sometimes I know that I don't come across as, you know, everybody's favorite. I have my own style, you know, of communicating, and I can be pretty direct in what I like and what I don't like and how I think and feel about certain things. I was told that old age allows me this privilege, you know, to speak freely. So
yeah.
I take advantage
you're
of my
you're
old
not
age
old.
And
me
speaking
too.
Freely.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what my whole intentions. I hope that I really, really hope that anybody who experiences me and what it is that I do can walk away and really, really know my intentions are good, you know, even though I may not seem like, you know, I'm always like the warmest or whatever. You know, my intentions are very good, and what I do is I try to do it for the right reasons. And everything that I do is God-based. It is. It's because of my faith, my spiritual foundation, you know,
and that's the way it should be. That's just the way
you know, it's God-based, and so I do this because I really believe this is the journey God put me on. I really, really do, and so I'm not perfect. I am always constantly learning and growing, learning and growing, always tweaking. I really do pay attention to what other people say and try to take feedback. I'll be honest with you, some people give me feedback that I can listen to, and other people give me feedback, and I'm like, who are you to say that to me? That I'm just going to keep it real, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, you know, it's about growth. It's about exploration. I love it. It's exciting, you know, and I've been able to connect with some amazing people around the world that I would have never in my life thought I would ever. It wasn't even a dream, a thought, to connect and do what it is that I'm doing, you know. But right now, it excites me so much that I want to figure this out. And so I appreciate people as such as yourself, you know, and Stephen's been on the line the whole time, you know, such as Stephen and John and, you know, everybody else that I'm closely connected to that, you know, you guys inspire me to help figure this out. You know, and to work so hard at this. So, you know, as I receive your kind words and appreciation for who I am, please know, you know, it's very much, you know, felt in return, you know, the appreciation for, you know, as again, for the talented souls that you are, but on top of it, just the great people that you are. You know, you make this worthwhile, you know, to do this. So, anyway,
you're more than welcome. I have to get going, guys.
Yeah, it's 10:02.
It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
And Lady Flavor.
And of course, I will send you. I know I meant to do this a while back, but I will send you my phone number so we can connect and get together in person. So I definitely want to help you do what you do. So. But
thank
again,
you, so
you know, thank you for calling in. Go to handle your business. I know it's late, you know, out there on the East Coast, Miss Eleanor. So
okay.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
No problem.
And,
no problem.
Right. So I want to thank everybody who tuned into the show live tonight. I hope I answered your questions if you had questions about Play the News Radio. If you missed, you know, anything, please feel free to contact me at radio@flavornews.com, and I will definitely, you know, respond to you. The doors are not closed to anybody who is interested in exploring becoming a part of the movement. Again, contact me at radio@flavornews.com. But otherwise, with that said, I'm going to close out. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what Flavor News Radio is doing for underground independent artists here in the Pacific Northwest, across the United States, and around the globe.